Congress has been caught in gridlock this past year with many initiatives passed by the House only to go to die in the Senate. This is Don Rush. With the nation riveted by the images of George Floyd, who died at the hands of a police officer, efforts at greater accountability still seem to be stymied on Capitol Hill. But there was one success in reining in presidential powers. Diane Randall is General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation, and we began with law enforcement accountability.
The House passed the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in June. The Senate had a proposal that did not move forward, and they did not take up the bill that passed the House, so they didn't debate it ever at all. And so this will come back again. The Justice and Policing Act has some provisions that, you know, can be taken, such as banning no-knock warrants and trying to demilitarize police forces by not allowing the Pentagon to send its unused or other equipment to local police forces. There's been an effort to try to look at how we become more militarized locally.
What do you think explains this kind of resistance to this kind of reform?
I think this is really a substantial change, and I think that it will require efforts, like, you know, whether it's police unions or whether it's others who have, you know, made their living and have long been invested in policing the way we've done it. And, I mean, those systems are built up, and they're going to need to be changed. And that's hard. It's hard for people to make those changes. And I think we have to, rethink what is making us unsafe. Congress doesn't control all 18,000 police forces across the country, but they can take significant measures. And we believe it's important for people to be engaged.
Finally, we also saw, of course, the passage of the Iran War Powers Act.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that struck me was that, is there really any reason to believe that future administrations will abide by it?
The Iran War Powers Act, the issue of the authorization for the use of military force and the reliance on the law that passed in 2001 that authorized military force, the fact that, you know, successive administrations have relied on that for military action across the globe, is problematic. Congress is the entity in our government, in our system of government, in our Constitution that authorizes war. And so they need to take that authority back. And again, this is an area where we see bipartisan support for that.
Do you think that we've learned anything from these, particularly these past two wars? I mean, we certainly have veterans from those opposing it, but then we also have people like Senator Tom Cotton, who seems to be taking just the opposite lesson from it.
A lot of people who get elected to Congress don't come in with expertise in this area. They may come in with military expertise because they've served, and that is incredibly valuable. But there's a broader perspective to how the U.S. can engage it with the world. I mean, that goes beyond only military engagement. That goes to the issues of trade, and that goes to the issues of, for example, global warming or pandemics. I mean, having a kind of a last century perspective on how we should engage with the world doesn't benefit any of us. And so I think we do see some new willingness to have by people across the country to rethink how we engage with the world. I mean, we've had a slogan at the Friends Committee on National Legislation that people may have seen: war is not the answer. But the question is, of course, what is the answer? And we know that there are ways that we can be better engaged with countries, even those countries that we disagree with, that don't cause war. And that's really the sort of craft of statesmanship. President-elect Biden is someone who has a deep experience in this area, and so we will be working with that administration as well as with our members of Congress.
Diane Randall, General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.